hard to take the first step when I don't know the way. Each turn is so uncertain. I learn to walk by faith. But you gave me a promise that you would never leave. You would lead and guide me. Lord, I do believe. Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord. I will go. You have called. Times I feel alone, I know that you are near. My heart just wants to follow. I'm willing to obey. Take my hand and lead me. I'll follow all the way. Lead me, Lord.
Isn't it good to be here? 2013 about to leave, 2014 about to come. I was sitting back here in my seat. I thought, Lord, if I have to leave tonight, leave this world, let me leave worshiping you. Let me leave praising you. Amen. I got to thinking, we all know what New Year's is all about when we go and pray the old year out and the new year in. We always seem to make a new vow at the beginning of the year. You heard that phrase, I want to turn over a new leaf. I got to thinking about that this week, and I thought, why not just refresh the old leaf? Huh? Why not just refresh the old leaf? And I thought, you know, in Ecclesiastes 5:5, it says, better to not have made a vow than it is to make one and break it. How many of us this year at last year at this time made, oh, I'm going to do better. I promise I'm going to do better. And we're no better off than what we was last year. That ain't really what I want to preach on tonight. I want to preach on time. I got the thing, and I got a little bit of, you know, a lot to say and a little bit of time to get there. So I'll hurry along if I can. You're just going to have to listen fast, okay? I like what Brother Hurst preached about worshiping Sunday night. We need to worship God more. And see, I don't have that much time to brag on you, Brother Hurst. I'd say more, but let's go to Hosea, and you don't have to stand, but we'll rush this along, okay? But we want the Lord's will to be done tonight. Hosea 10:12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time. It is time to what? To seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. I'd like to see the Holy Ghost tonight get a hold of this service, amen, and we worship the old year out and bring the new year in, amen. I'd like to see somebody tonight get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'd like to see somebody tonight get healed, amen. I really like to see us. I don't know, Brother Hurst, it seems like my heart is heavy for 2014. I don't know what it holds, but I can tell you this, it's going to be worse than 2013. As far as the world is concerned. But I know somebody, praise the Lord, that can take care of that, amen. Let me hurry up here. Romans 13:11. Romans 13:11. And that knowing the time, that what? Now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's high time, church. We've been, well, can I say it this way? We've been playing church long enough. It's time to get down to business with God. It's time to get a refreshing. It's time to get a renewing in our life. God, help me not to only turn over a new life, Lord, or a new leaf, Lord, but help me to renew this leaf, amen. Not only turn over a new life, but help me to renew this life, amen. We're living in but a short, borrowed time, amen. Time is short, it says in 1 Corinthians 7:29. Then I'll get where I really want to go. I don't know, maybe I'm way down the left field, but this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they have wise be, and I really want you to get the first part of that, but let me just finish this, okay? Wise be as though they had none. But this, I say, brethren, time is what? Time is short. You know, I've often made this comment, I've got more time and I've got money. That may not be true. I may just have a dollar, but I may not have a second. Did you ever stop to think about that? Now I want to back up to Ecclesiastes again. And you all probably can quote this by heart, but just bear with me for a few minutes, will you? Ecclesiastes 3. Hold on. 3:1, I think it is. Well, pretty good with that a little while ago. Ecclesiastes Ecclesiastes. Somebody help me out here, man. I can't find it. Oh, here we go. Ecclesiastes. But I want to take you back 1 week ago. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. I don't know how you feel, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. I feel like everything happens for a purpose. I don't know what the purpose may be, but I'm glad what Brother Hurst said, that he's got it in control. I enjoyed that message Sunday, didn't you? A time to be born and a time to die. I want you to take notice here, church. There is a opposite of each one in each verse here. A time to be born. And I look back last week, we celebrated what? The birth of Christ. And I thought, as we were studying our lessons this month in December, and I thought how we was talking about an angel came unto Mary and said, Mary, fear not, for thou art highly favored. Can I tell you tonight, church, we are highly favored. We are blessed by God himself. Amen. What a blessing to be highly favored by Jesus Christ, by God the Father, by God the Son, the Holy Ghost. What a blessing it is to be favored tonight. Amen. But what I really want to talk about is when they went to the innkeeper, and the innkeeper said, hey, I don't have no room in the inn, but you can go out there in the stable and say, let me tell you something. This is the end of 2013, beginning of 2014. Who will make room for him tonight? There's a lot of people tonight that will not make room for him in the end. But I thought, what a blessing for those animals. Amen. There in that stable, amen. When man rejected him, man sent him out to the lowliest place to be born, and we know the Bible is being fulfilled. But what I'm trying to tell you, as the animals took notice that night that Jesus Christ was born, amen. Let me just use my little imagination. Brother Hurst, I can imagine, amen. The old donkey, amen. When Jesus Christ was born, the donkey realized something had taken place. No doubt he started talking to, you know, animals talk, you know. Maybe he said, "Eon, eon," and the cow got her. I've got something going on. He said, "Moo, moo." Amen. Can I tell you, there's people today that won't even talk about Christ. Amen. But here that night when Jesus Christ was born, the animal took notice. The world took notice. I mean, the stars took notice. Amen. Time to be born and a time to die. Now, let's look at this again. We celebrate Easter. Why do we celebrate Easter? Not because he died, but because he was resurrected. Aren't you glad tonight, amen, that our Savior lives? And here's what I got to say, and I'll cut it off. Amen. You know, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he had to be born. He had to die. Without no birth, there'd be no death. Without no death, there'd be no resurrection. And without no resurrection, there will be no life. Amen. Can I tell you tonight? Because he lived, we may live also. Amen. Because he blessed, we may be blessed. Amen. I'm excited tonight to know that he's coming back. Who's he coming back after? A chosen few. Those that have spent time in prayer. Those that have spent time going to the house of God. Those that have spent time worshiping and praising him. Amen. That's who he's coming back for. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A time. Read that if you get a chance. A time. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Where is it, Brother Hurst? I think it's in Matthew, isn't it? Or one of the Gospels. Where it said, we'll let the wheat and the tares grow together. The farmer planted and then the weeds come in. What are we going to do? Well, there's a separation time coming. Let me use my own figure here. There's a separation time coming. Amen. Let's let them grow together. When times come, they'll separate them. I'm telling you, church, there's a time coming where every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. I'm glad tonight that I've confessed him as my personal Savior. Oh, I'm glad tonight, Brother Hurst. I want to worship him. I want to pray. You know, I was thinking, When I was passing, there had been plenty of times, Brother Hurst, that I wished that I could have laid hands on somebody to be healed. I mean, I know God can heal him, but I can't tell him when he's going to heal him. But I thought there was times, Brother Hurst, I would really like to just take my hand and soak it with oil and walk up to them and just smack the devil out of them. Amen. I can't do that. But I know one thing. I know he's coming back. Who's he coming back for? A blood-bought church. Amen. A token to you. Amen.
I just want to read the second verse to you. It says, am I proof that you are who you say you are, that grace can really change a heart? Do I live like your love is true? People pass, and even if they don't know my name, even if they don't know I'm just this little girl that grew up in Drexel, is there evidence that I've been changed? And when they see me, do they see you? And that's how I want to live. I know this past year with attitudes and everything, sometimes you don't always live that way. And it's work. It takes time and it takes prayer. It takes effort. But let that be our prayer, that wherever we go, whether it's the mall or a family function, let them see you through me. So worship with me as I sing. Sometimes I think, what will people say of me when I'm only just a memory? When I'm home where my soul belongs, was I love when no one else would show up? Was I Jesus to the least of those? Was my worship more than just a song? I wanna live like that and give it all I have, so that everything I say and do points to you. If love is who I am, then this is where I'll stand, recklessly abandoned, never holding back. I wanna live like that. Do I live like your love is true? People pass, and even if they don't know my name, is there evidence that I've been changed? When they see that they see you, I wanna live like that and give it all I have, so that everything I say and do points to you. If love is who I am, then this is where I'll stand, recklessly abandoned, never holding back. I wanna live like that. I wanna live like that. Am I proof that you are who you say you are? That grace can really change a heart? Do I live like your love is true? People pass, and even if they don't know my name, is there evidence that I've been changed? When they see me, do they see you? I wanna live like that. So that everything I say and do you. If love is who I am, then this is where I'll stand. Recklessly abandoned, never holding back. I want to live like that. I want to live like I want to show the world the love you gave for me. I'm longing for the world to know the glory of the King. I want to live like that and give it all I have, so that everything I say and do points to you. If love is who I am, then this is where I will stand.
Standing at the threshold of the year 2014, I just kind of step back and I say, wow. Graduated in high school in 1973. This looked like eternity, 2014. I think about it, guys. If you graduate from high school this year, 2014, the equivalent would be looking forward into your future to 2054. Can you imagine where you'll be? Who you'll be with? I don't think in 1973, I didn't even know Union Pentecostal Church existed. And here I am. If this year continues and my parents, Lord willing, remain alive and together until the end of June, they will celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary. Praise the Lord. That's a long time with one woman, ain't it? One man. For me to do that, I think I would have to be alive with the same woman in 2047. And if I get to do that, I think I'll stack two steps back and take a double wow wow. Brother Cruz mentioned about time, focused on time. My exhortation tonight is going to focus on the year. How long will 2014 last? That is the question I'm going to center it around. How long will 2014 last? The solar year of 2014 will last 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 46 seconds. Now, this time can be shortened by events or perceptions in each of our personal year. Now, there's a year of 2014 that we have on the calendar. Then each of us have our own year of 2014. How long will our personal year of 2014 last? Now, our perception of the length of the year will be defined by the number of years we have behind us, and the number of years we may hope to have before us. In youth, a year can seem interminably long. While in old age, that same time frame seems so fleeting. And how I understand that more now. Madame de Casparian, the French poet, noted, and quoting her, "When young, our years are age are when young, our years are ages. In mature life, they are 365 days. In old age, they have dwindled to a few weeks. Time is indeed the messenger with wings at his feet. Yesterday, he took my wife. Today, my son. Tomorrow, He will take me. The perception of brevity is heightened when a grand purpose is attempted near the end of one's life. It is these two factors that led King David to exclaim in his last prayer, which was the prayer of dedication for the materials that had been amassed for the construction of the temple. And quoting David, he said, speaking to God, "For we are strangers before you and sojourners. As our fathers were, our days on earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope or expectation of remaining." The frailty of health and the size of the task can considerably shorten our personal year. How long will 2014 last? Well, the lunar year of 2014 will last 354 days, 8 hours, and 48 minutes. And if you haven't calculated that yet, that is 10 days and 21 hours shorter than the solar year. How long will our personal 2014 year last? David also prayed to the Lord, "Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Selah. You know, we would gain if tonight, like David, we would pray before the Lord for him to help us to measure our days, to cause us to know how transient our stay here is, and to pause and think calmly on his last thought, that every man, at his best, in his most healthy condition, is only one heartbeat from leaving this world. His life is only a breath. 30 years ago, a Swedish medical missionary spoke similar words to me. He said, "The wonder of life is not that we get sick so many times. The wonder of life is that we stay healthy so much." If you consider your body and the intricacy of it, it's amazing that it works as good as it does so often for so many years. 30 years ago, he spoke this to me to help me to understand more clearly than ever how transient life can be. On the morning of January 21st, 1983, Becky and I awoke to hear the sounds of a healthy month-old baby. In the morning of January 22nd, 1983, we awoke to a silent crib and the knock on the door of sympathizers. On the afternoon of January 21st, 1983, we laid a baby to rest in his crib. On the afternoon of January 22nd, 1983, we laid a baby to rest in his grave. Truly, we need to know how frail we are, even when we are at our best. And that knowledge will lead us to lean upon the resolute rock of ages. And so I ask again, how long will the year 2014 last? You know, our personal year may be cut short by an event. And this event will commence with a loud cry of summons. The shout of an archangel will rumble. There will be a shout heard around the world. It will be followed by a blast of a trumpet that will break open the graves of those who die believing in Christ. As they respond to the summons, those who are alive and believing in the Lord shall simultaneously be caught up along with the resurrected dead in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. At that point, the year that was cut short on earth will sprout into an endless time of eternity with the Lord. With what better thoughts could we close one year out and enter into new by comforting and encouraging one another with these words? This may be the year. This may be the year. How long will 2014 last? However long your personal year will be, remember the admonishment of the scripture to redeem the time. "Millions of money for an inch of time," cried Elizabeth, the Queen of England, upon her dying bed, reclining on a royal couch, with 10,000 dresses in her wardrobe, and a kingdom on which the sun never set at her feet. She had wasted more than half a century and would now barter millions for an inch of time. Time, we now have time. However long 2014 will be for us, a moment redeemed will never be a moment regretted. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God. I like that. Every day I want to be more like you. That's awesome. Hebrews 3 and 14 says, "For we are partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast on to the end." 2013, I can also say, like Brother He said, wow, what a year it has been. I will not forget the times that God has come down into our church right here and blessed our lives and touched and moved in so many different ways. I know He's touched my life many a times in 2013. I will not forget at the end of 2013, as we put my father away and we had his funeral, how in his funeral, it turned not into a funeral but a service. And it, like the Spirit of God came down and touched our lives and helped our family to accept the fact that He's gone on to be with the Lord. And we need to prepare ourselves to get ready for that. There's a few words in that scripture of Hebrews 3 and 14 that really grabs my attention. Partakers, confidence, and steadfast. And that's what I'd like to take a few minutes to talk to you about. We are partakers in Christ. And there comes times for spiritual renewal. I don't care how long you've been saved, how long you've walked this way. There comes times you're going to get tired and weary and walking. But we need to be refreshed. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, He said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are became new." Renewed spiritually in Christ. I'm telling you, there's nothing any better. Why? To be renewed in God. It'll take the gambling out of the gambler. It'll take the cursing out of the cusser. It'll take the man that likes to steal. It'll take the thief. It'll keep him from stealing. I'm going to tell you, to be changed, it's more than just coming to church. It's more than just dropping money in the offering plate. It's more than just shaking hands to the preacher. It's being changed in your life, that when you go down and lay your head in the bed at night, you know that all is well. But there's going to come those times, as I already said, that you're going to be dried and need to be refreshed. You're going to need something to pick you up and help you. I like what the psalmist David said in the 51st Psalms. The psalmist David says a prayer here. He says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from the presence, thy presence, and take not thy holy name, thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Have you ever felt like that, church? Have you ever felt those times when you just needed to get down and say, "Oh God, wash me all over again. Oh God, help me one more time. Lord, give me a new hope. Give me a new strength that I might make it." And I feel like in 2014, we may see a few of those times. We may see a few of those times when we may have to cry out to God, "Oh, create in me a new heart, Lord. Lord, help me to get back where I need to be with you." Amen. Sometimes it may be a long time before we get an answer from God. I think about Charlie Pennington. There was a song he liked to sing. "I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. I don't regret a time I've trusted in His word." But then the song says, "I've seen years go by, many days without a song, but I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord." I too could say that. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for the Lord. Isaiah in the 4th chapter says, "But they that wait upon the Lord, He shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Sometimes when you're down and you're lost and you seem like you're raking the bottom, just wait on the Lord. Yes, just wait on the Lord. He'll be by sometime, and he knows where you're at. When Job was out there searching for God and couldn't find God, he said he looked all around him and he couldn't find God. He said, but he knows the way I take. And when I'm tried, I shall come forth as pure gold. Glory to God. That's a testimony for us to look on and say, thank God. I may not be able to find him. I may not be able to feel him. But I know one thing for sure. He knows where I'm at. I can't tell you how many times I've laid down in my bed in 2013, and some song that the choir was working on, when I'd wake up, that song would be going through my mind. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. That one you sang. Oh, worship him. Worship him. I tell you, I wish I could have sung it like you did. Hallelujah. I tell you, it was wonderful. I tell you, worship the King. Worship the King. I tell you, I went to work singing that a few times. Worship. We are what we put our mind to, what we think about. That's what we are. Being changed in God, we'll think about different things. People says, why do you go to church all the time? Because it's here where you can get your mind in right order. Amen. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That ye may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Glory to God. Being transformed in your mind, thinking about the right things. You'll never get anywhere with God if you keep your mind on what's going on that television set or on that computer. You'll never get anywhere with God if you're worried about the Joneses down the street and what they've got and you're trying to keep up with them. You'll never get anywhere with God if you're more worried about what spouse you're going to end up hooking up with instead of just putting it in the hands of God and say, Lord, I'd just rather serve you first. Let everything else take its course. God will send the right one around at the right time. Colossians 3:10 says, and I have put a new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. When you partake of God, you become a new creature. But there's a decision that has to be made, and you're the one that has to make that decision. If you haven't made that decision and you're here tonight and you don't know which way you're going, I pray that you'll make that decision tonight. Well, I'll tell you, the best thing I ever did do, glory to God, I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. Can I sing that again? I'll tell you the best thing that I ever did do. When I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. You see, that old coat was earthly, not fit to wear. I thought of it often and shed many tears. Then there was I clean, was the clean one presented to view. I laid off the old coat and I put on that new. Changed by the power of God. Glory to God. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. When I laid off that old coat, don't want anything else to do with it, and put on the new. It's not always been an easy way, and there's been hard times that's come my way. Glory to God, there's been times I've been depressed and discouraged. But I'll tell you what, with confidence, I held my hope that things are going to get better. The only way you're going to make this big confident things are going to get better. I like what Job had to say. If iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away. Let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacle. For then, Brother Hurst, for then shalt thou lift up my face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear. Oh, it's a good thing, and I know a lot of you know it because I've seen it right here in the altar. When you can come down before God, and I've heard people pray, Brother Hurst, God, I'm doing everything I know to live right, to walk straight, and Lord, I need you to move for me tonight. And God had come down in such a way and blessed their heart. It's good to come before God without any condemnation in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 5, 15 and 58 says, therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Somebody's repeating it right there along with me. Praise God. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be unmovable. Be unmovable. Steadfast. Glory to God. I'll tell you, give the devil a surprise. Let him know how strong you are in the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I find that a lot of times there's two things that a man's going to run after. You're either going to run after the flesh or you're going to run after the spirit. That's true. Two things you're going to run after. I don't know how much time I got left here. But Galatians 5 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. For the down in the 17th verse it says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. 19th verse, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, revilings, of such like, and of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those things will cause your soul to be doomed. Those things will hinder your testimony in God. Those things, there's laws against them in this country. There's laws against them in this world. But I want you to listen to this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. What else does it say? Against such there is no laws. Glory to God. Glory to God. There are no laws against trying to do right. There are no laws about trying to serve God. There are no laws about having love one for another. There's no laws about being meek and holy before the Lord. I tell you that nobody's going to say anything to you about that. I want to run after the Spirit, don't you? And they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. In closing, I don't know what 2014 is going to bring to us, but I'll tell you one thing. There's one thing I know about my heart. I can go all the way back into the book of Psalms, the 23rd Psalms. And this is what I live by. regardless of what comes and goes our way, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Dead. I think you could hear me anyway. Hey man, this song was requested that we sing a couple months ago, and it's taken us a while to get to it. And we were on our way home from Oklahoma yesterday, and we had a good time, and yesterday's trip was a lot longer coming home than going. We broke it up on the way out there, but one straight shot. I'm just getting too old for that. But we have three small ones, and there are a lot of times we'll be laying down to go to bed at night, and all of a sudden one of them will just cry out. And sometimes it's Jeremiah. Now that our two older ones are old enough to get out of bed, they'll actually just come and scare you to death, stand in front of your face, and you wake up with this little fish right there. But late at night, when you're not awake, you reach deep down inside to be able to wake up and help your children. Tonight we're going to sing Midnight Cry. And my mind immediately went to Matthew 25:6, and it said, at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Sometimes our children cry because they need help. And we as parents do everything we can to muster up enough waking up to get out of bed to help them and whatever it might be. But church, we're coming down to the end of time. And one of these days, there's going to be a cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And you know, if you read into this story, we know that there were those that weren't ready, and there were those that were. And those that weren't ran to those that were and said, give us of yours. And those that had plenty said, well, if I give you, then I won't have enough. But you know what? There is a bridegroom cometh. I want to be ready. I want my children to be ready. I want my family to be ready, because, Brother Ralph, as you said it, this 2014, this may be the year. And I want our church to be ready. Amen. Just worship with us tonight.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as sounds the call, and at the midnight cry, we'll be going home when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air. And then those that shall be quickly changed. And at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around me, I see prophecies fulfilling, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father as he says, "Son, go get my children." Oh, and at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, shall rise to meet him in the air. And then those that remain, shall be quickly changed. Oh, and at the midnight cry, going home. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, the dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air.
Let's worship the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. And God, I want to be ready. I want my family to be ready. God, I want my child to be ready, Lord. God, I want my youth group to be ready. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Amen. Well, I appreciate the exhortation we've heard this evening, and I also appreciate the way the Spirit brings things together. I can assure you that I did not call any of these brothers tonight to talk about what we were going to speak on, and yet there's been a continuity throughout the service tonight. And that would cause me to want to pay attention, because clearly the Lord is wanting to speak tonight some things to our hearts. Now, the reality is this. By 10 o'clock, most of us are already in bed with the sheets and blankets up to our necks, and we're out. All right. So I understand tonight that this setting is a little bit foreign to what we're used to. But I also know that there are many times that in a setting that is not common or that is not our comfort zone are the very moments where the Spirit of God brings an opportunity to us to receive from His Word, and not only to receive from His Word, to be changed by the power of the Spirit. So we can look at this as an opportunity to just go with the flow, let's get back to the back, or we can allow what the Spirit has already spoken and what He is also confirming tonight, that we must have our hearts ready for the return of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only the return of Christ, but our work that must be done by the bride of Christ to get more folks ready. Hallelujah. Amen. That midnight cry, Brother Brad, it's very near to us. Amen. It's very near to us. And I sense already across the congregation a stirring in the hearts of the believer to not only have our hearts ready, amen, but to reach out to those around us so that they too will have their hearts ready for the return of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn tonight to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6. Isaiah chapter number 6. We're going to be looking at some familiar scriptures tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to bring all of this tonight to a close with Brother Hurst's theme as the forefront of our minds. We've got to have the power of God. Tonight I want to preach to us and exhort for just a little bit. I'm going to try to stay within the time frame that was given to us on a fresh experience in a fresh year. A fresh experience in a fresh year. Verse 1 of Isaiah 6 and 1 says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 He covered His face. With 2 He covered His feet. And with 2 He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke." Hallelujah. In the year that King Uzziah died, notice here that the prophet could have given us a definitive year. He could have said in BC whatever, but he marked the year by a tragedy. We, Brother Cruz talked to us about how that time is quickly passing by. Brother Heath talked about how we measure by the year. Amen. Our Brother Dale talked about how that time is quickly dwindling down and we must be steadfast and ready, amen, for the return of Christ. Amen. But Isaiah here followed the same train of thought. He could have told us a specific time and date, yet he did not. He told us that in the year that King Uzziah died, amen, a tragic moment in the nation of Israel, amen, was the centerpiece of the measurement of when he had an encounter with God. Can I tell us that this year has been different for every individual in this place? Some of us could look back on 2013 and say, this was an amazing year. Amen. We might have new believers in here. This year might have been a life-changing year, a year of excitement, a year of joy, a year of unbelievable change. Amen. But there are others in here that this might have been one of the worst years of your life. A year of tragedy, a year of brokenheartedness. Amen. A year of struggle, a year of sickness. It could have been one of those years. Amen. But whatever the year was for you, can I remind us tonight that according to Scripture, it could still be a year where we could say, in the year of struggle, I saw the Lord. In the year of heartache, I saw the Lord. In the year of brokenness, I saw the Lord. Whatever your year was, it can still be measured according to the faithfulness of God and His allowing us to see Him. Hallelujah. In all reality, the first half of this year was pretty good for me. The second half of this year has been an unbelievable nightmare. But God is still good. And God has still allowed us to see him. And God has still allowed us to feel him and to know him. Can I remind the church tonight that your year does not define you, but God does. Hallelujah. When he called us his children, he draped upon us the title of his own. And by calling us his children, we have access tonight to the Father. Amen. Our year may have been horrible or it may have been good, but let us not measure the year according to our experience, but rather let us measure the year according to his faithfulness. God is still sitting upon a throne. He's still high and lifted up. He's still holy. Amen. He's still God. Hallelujah. God knows where you're at. He knows what you've been through this year. He has not forsaken us. He has not left us. He has not abandoned his people. God knows where we're at tonight. Oh, he's still God, and he's still holy, and he's still open for those who would come to him. Hallelujah. He's ready tonight. Amen. God is ready. And this time, the prophet had an experience with God, but very few others were allowed access. Amen. The priest would have been able to have an encounter with God at this time, but not you and I, not the commoners. Oh, but when Christ came, he opened the door so that you and I can have fellowship with him. You are not barred from his presence. You have not been given a restriction to not come tonight. God has invited all those who were weary, broken, heavy-hearted, those who were under the burden, those who were battling sickness, those who were weary in their minds. Come unto me. I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. God knows what you have need of tonight. Glory to his name. The same angels that cried one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Amen. Those are the same angels ministering this hour, singing the same song. Amen. Brothers and sisters, tonight, let us be reminded that in spite of our inadequacies, he's still God. He's still strong. Amen. He's neither weary nor asleep. Amen. He does not slumber or sleep. He's awake tonight. He's strong and he's holy. And he's righteous. He's a conquering king. Amen. He is all authority in his hand. Amen. He is God tonight. You can know him. Amen. I'm thankful I do know him. Hallelujah. Is anybody else thankful that you know the risen Savior tonight? Because it could have been one of those years, Brother Brad. But I'm glad I know him. Amen. I'm glad I know him. You see, when I was in the world, I didn't know him. I knew of him. I had a head knowledge, but I didn't know him. I don't understand how folks make it in this day and hour without Jesus, or how they can walk away after they've known him. My friend, hear me tonight. Your 2013 may have been that year, but you can know him tonight. Amen. And your 2014 can have a new title aside to it. In the year 2014, I saw the Lord and he was still high and lifted up. Hallelujah. Notice here also that when he had an encounter with God, he was changed. We need changed. You know, I'm convinced that if folks really had an understanding and a true concept of the holiness of God and his power and authority, we would have less frivolity in the house of God. There would be a seriousness that would permeate through our midst. Amen. There would be a lack of a desire to fulfill just basic emotions just to get through another service. No, we can still have the power of God in the midst of the house tonight. Amen. God is still actively moving upon those who are hungry. And when Isaiah found himself in the presence of God, it was very quickly that he understood that his inadequacies were very real. Amen. When we measure ourselves against God, we will always fall short. Amen. But I'm so thankful that we serve a God that does not mock us for our faults. Amen. A God that does not condemn us for our failures. Amen. But a God who laid down his life so that you and I could still know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah quickly understood God. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Amen. But God made a provision for his change. Amen. It was found at an experience at the altar. Amen. Tonight, if we want to know what a fresh encounter, what God is like, we must find ourselves at the altar and understand it is only by our honesty that we will experience him. We cannot know God if we do not accept that we need God. But when we understand, we'll fall short, we'll be failures, but with God we can make it. He will always make a way to come and touch our hearts. I don't know how many times I've heard young people say, I just don't feel God anymore. I don't feel him. Some emotional trigger or response. Brother, I forget who was saying it tonight, but they were not lying to you, and there are going to be moments when you don't feel what you want to feel. But it's in that hour of consistency where God comes by and shows his authority and his holiness and his power the most. Stay with it tonight. Amen. Stay with it tonight. If you're thinking about giving up, amen, it's a bad decision. Stay with it tonight. Amen. We all have failures. We all fall short. We all have our issues. Amen. But God's still God, and he knows what our shortcomings are, and he more than adequately makes up for it tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. An angel flew with a live coal in his hand that he had taken with tongs from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. If you've made a mistake tonight, don't let that mistake compound and just keep eating at you to where you just walk away. Why don't you just do what Isaiah did and say, Lord, woe is me, I am undone. We can do that tonight. We can do that tonight and say, Lord, I am in need of a fresh touch. I'm in need of a fresh refreshing in my heart. I'm in need of fresh faith. I'm in need of a fresh victory. I'm in need of a fresh touch. God, I may not feel you like I want to feel you, but God, I still want to feel you. Amen. God responds to honesty. When Isaiah said with an open heart, woe is me, I am undone, it was an honest response to the presence of God. And may it be that even tonight, as we sense his presence is near, that we all with open hearts of honesty would admit we are undone, but God is the one who is able to fix us and mend us and heal us, amen, and bring us back to where we are to be. Hallelujah. Lastly, when Isaiah was in his presence and he understood God's holiness and he understood how weak and frail he was, but then he was touched and changed, there's always going to be a call to serve. Always. You see, that is one of the things that is missing in this generation of church today, is that God has somehow been placed here to make me feel better, and then I leave and do nothing with the change. Every moment in Scripture where God had an encounter with humanity, it was always, God is holy, we're not, but when we're changed, we're going to do something. Hallelujah. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Isaiah speaking, here am I, send me. 2013 may have been the hardest year of your life. It's very hard to minister when you're feeling such a need to be ministered to. I understand that. There are moments where you feel like I have nothing to say. I don't have a song in my spirit where there used to be a song. There may be moments and hours where you wake up and, Brother Dale, that song isn't there anymore. It's pain flowing through your mind and heartache, or maybe the enemy is just coming, trying to break down your desire to serve God. Can I tell you that you can hear the voice of the Lord again tonight? Can I tell you he's still speaking? He's still calling out. He's still reaching out for you tonight. Amen. It may have been a while since you heard the voice of the Master, but can I tell you, He has not forgotten your name. Neither has He forgotten the calling or the desire that He has for you to do a work for Him. You have not been forsaken. You have not been discarded. You have not been refused. God knows what you have need of tonight, and you are still valuable in the sight of God. You are still loved by Him. You are still cherished by Him. And there is a work to do. Do not allow the circumstances, amen, and the heartache, amen, to disqualify us from the ministry that God would put us in to reach the world around us. Who will go for me? Who will I send? Is there anyone that would volunteer again and say, Lord, I'm inadequate, but I'll go if you'll send me. God, I made mistakes, but if you'll use me, let it be this year. God, I want to be used for your glory. The whole book of Isaiah, I was reading through it again today. It's all about the people of God that have walked away. Amen. And God being merciful and even giving a prophetic word of the coming of Christ, letting them know that I can reconcile you all over again if you'll make that step to where I'm at. If you'll come to where I'm at, I'm going to change you, and I'm going to put my hand back on you, and I'll never ever turn away from you as long as you make that step to where I'm at. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, in 2014, it may just be that God has already got the hand of God resting over Union Pentecostal Church. Our pastor spoke to us a few weeks back about the things that are going on behind the scenes of spiritual warfare, of attacks in the home, attacks in the body, attacks in the body of Christ. But can I tell you that yes, it has been a time of fighting, but it also could be that God has established that 2014 is going to be a time of harvest, a time of reaping, amen, a time of receiving His word, amen. God is ready to pour Himself out. It could be the year, hallelujah. It could be the year. And you know what, if 2014 is a bad year still in terms of things that we have to face, can I tell you, it still doesn't change who God is. And it doesn't change how you are viewed through the eyes of the Master. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Why do we do this tonight? If it's appropriate, person next to you, won't you just put your arm around them and pray for them? We need one another. If there's somebody that's alone, step out. Don't be afraid to move out. Get with another sister or brother. If it's a spouse, definitely pray for one another. If it's a parent, pray for each other. Oh God, we need revival tonight. God is able to heal your heart tonight. Oh God, let your healing virtue flow right now into the hearts and minds of those who need a touch. God, bind up the brokenhearted, those who are struggling in their body. I rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. I plead your blood, Lord, the covering that you provide to your children right now in the name of the Lord. Oh God, I pray for the homes of this church. God, that you would reconcile and bring back together relationships. God, move across our hearts. Purge our hearts from sin. Convince us of our need of you tonight, Jesus. Oh God, be lifted up in our hearts. Forgive us, O God, of our failures, O Lord, and our sin. God, wash us clean and pure. Help us to be ready for your coming, Lord. Help every young person here to be ready for your coming, to have a sense of eternity in their lives. Help every adult, every elder, God, to remember, O Lord, and to desire a fresh touch from you, Lord, minister tonight. Father, bless our pastor and his family tonight. Put a hedge of protection around them. Guard them, O God, from the attack of the enemy. Oh, Lord, make your anointing known by those who even drive by, that they may sense your presence and be changed, O God. Minister tonight. Oh, Jesus, we need you. Oh, we understand our need of you, God. Oh, Lord, minister. Minister, Lord, in a way that only you can. God, save the lost loved ones that have been represented amongst our congregation. Let this be a year of harvest. Let this be a year of harvest, Lord. May we be serious about the calling of God in our lives tonight. Oh, Jesus, be near to us. Oh, God, be near to us. Oh, thank you for your faithfulness over this last year, for your provision, for your providing for us in a way that only you can. God, for your protection in our lives on a daily basis. Thank you. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the people of this church. Oh, God, we thank you for the blessing of living in this country. God, we thank you, O Lord, for all you have given unto us and blessed us with. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. May our hearts desire the power of God and the presence of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could we just lift our hearts with our hands and thank him tonight for his goodness to us? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you hear us even now. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, that your ear is not deaf concerning our prayers, but you hear us. Hallelujah. Pastor.
We praise you, O God, for the Son of Oh, for Jesus, who died and is now gone above. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Hallelujah. How many knows the Holy Spirit's talking to us? He's ushering into the year to come with the moving of his Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship him one more time. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I so appreciate. Thank you, men, for your exhortations tonight. Thank you, those that sang, and appreciate everyone that's in the service. It's just been good for us to be together. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Those that weren't, I guess you'd rather be home with the stomach virus, but amen. We're going to pray over the food, and we're going to move to the Vaughn Hall. We could move there rather quickly and have our time of food and fellowship. And then, again, right before the new year gets here, we'll make a prayer circle, and we'll sing and pray the new year in, expecting the Lord. And by the way, how many knows that AD that we use? You know, it's going to be 2014 AD. What does that mean? Yes, which means in the year of our Lord. Whatever the year holds, it's His year. Amen. It's His year. Amen. Father, thank You for Your people. Thank You for the things we've heard, the challenges to our heart. Thank You for the movement of Your eternal Spirit pointing us and directing us ahead for the year to come. Bless Your people, God. And now, Lord, bless the food that we're about to partake. Bless the fellowship. We rejoice that You are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you tonight.